Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Let's talk about Gene Hackman, the actor who died recently. He was 95 years old, but his wife died too, and so did the dog. Oh, weird. Kind of odd. The unforeseen deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy. Your turn, Stacey.
Arakawa.
I was going to say that. Arakawa.
See? Arakawa.
I didn't want to screw it up. It shocked the world when their bodies were discovered in their Santa Fe, New Mexico home on February 26, 2025. Authorities responded to a welfare check requested by a maintenance worker who hadn't heard from the couple in weeks. Upon arrival, law enforcement found Hackman in the mudroom near his cane, as if he had, you know, accidentally fallen or something like that. Arakawa,
much like what happened around you, what just fell.
No, I was grabbing my pen and I dinged my coffee cup from this morning that's over here. So I have like seven beverages you can't see on camera right now sitting over here because I never move them. It's like, okay, here's the morning cups, here's the afternoon cups, and maybe the next 5 days I'll move them. Nice. So Arakawa was located. She died too. She was located in the bathroom near a space heater. She was about 65 when she died. Odd that both are dead with an open prescription bottle and scattered pills on the countertop. I want to know what was in the bottle.
Now, I read, the story keeps getting updated minute by minute. I read that there's Tylenol in the bottle.
That could kill you if you did enough.
If you did enough, it looks like there is also some dilatizumab, which is a blood pressure medication as well. But the scattered pills were Tylenol, from what I read today.
Well, a toxicology should be interesting to see what shows up on all of that. One of their dogs was also found deceased in a crate close to Arakawa, with two other dogs found alive in different areas of the house. Friends and neighbors.
Wait a second. If the dog was crated and they were dead, it could have died from hunger.
Yeah, but I mean, how long are they thinking that they were not alive?
That's a really good question, because I read that he was, he seemed like he was, I read
mummified,
decomposed. Yeah. I read mummified too. I was pausing to not say that because I thought, well, that doesn't sound right. But I read that as well.
Yeah. I don't know how long, like I was talking to somebody about that last week. I don't remember who, but from what I was being told, again, I don't remember, but somebody was saying they were probably like maybe 3 to 4 days is what they kind of were estimating.
And you'll see in the rest of the story, they do talk about that his pacemaker indicated that his heart had stopped on the 17th, which meant that they had been dead for about 9 days before being
found. Well, there you go.
Would a dog would die after nine days of no food and water, I would think.
So we'll get to that, because I think initially they thought it was a shorter span of time. Mm-hmm. So like the odds of the dog dying were not likely, because I think there was like 2 or 3 days. It's like, he'd probably still be alive. But 9 days, that's a whole different story. Yeah. Well, that explains that with the dog, I think. I don't think somebody fed the dog Tylenol or something.
No.
So not as we took one level of the suspicion down here. The dog probably just died of hunger. And I'm sure they'll do a toxicology on the dog too. Friends and neighbors had noticed a decline in Hackman's health in the months leading up to his death. Once known for riding his bike around the neighborhood, he had become increasingly reclusive. He was 95. And his frailty had become apparent. And Arakawa, 65-year-old classical pianist, had also retreated from public life. Authorities classified the deaths as suspicious due to the circumstances, but foul play was not suspected. Initial autopsy reports revealed no external trauma. The test ruled that carbon monoxide was not the culprit here. Data from Hackman's pacemaker suggested his heart had stopped on February 17th. Meaning they've been dead for about 9 days before being found. Speculation surrounded the case, with some questioning whether it could have been a companion suicide, but experts doubted this given that the couple was found in separate parts of the house. The presence of prescription medication near Arakawa and Hackman's known heart condition led investigators to consider a medical event as the likely cause. The entertainment world responded with an outpouring of grief. John Travolta sharing stories of Hackman's humor and brilliance on the set of Get Shorty, while Morgan Freeman honored him at the 2025 Oscars, calling him one of the most generous performers he'd ever worked with. Hackman's career spanned over 4 decades, earning him 2 Academy Awards for The French Connection and Unforgiven. His work in Bonnie and Clyde, The Conversation, and The Royal Tenenbaums cemented his status as one of Hollywood's most revered actors. Though his retirement took place in 2004, he remained active in writing and personal pursuits. The investigation into the exact circumstances of Gene Hackman and Betsy Arakawa's death continues. Their passing leaves behind a legacy of artistic contributions and a community mourning the loss of two lives lived largely outside of the Hollywood spotlight. So The Royal Tenenbaums was filmed before 2004?
I can't look it up because I don't have internet, but I think so.
That Stacy sounds different today, by the way, because she's on her phone through Zoom because the internet crashed where you are. I got to look that up because I want to say that was later.
I thought it was too. I was thinking more like 2009, but.
No shit. 2001.
Really?
So that's a 24-year-old movie. God.
Wow. Time flies.
That seemed like it wasn't that long ago at all.
Right?
Wow.
So what happened to these two people? I think we figured out what happened to the dog. The dog was locked in a crate. The other dogs could fend for themselves. There was probably maybe a bag of food somewhere that they could get into, or they could find something to sustain themselves. Maybe there's food left out for them.
Well, we'll get the toxicology on her soon. My guess is he probably had a heart attack. She found him and said, I don't want to go on, and went and got a bunch of pills. Just because she wasn't next to him doesn't mean, you know, that she didn't kill herself. I think that's what happened. I think he died of natural causes and she ran over. Oh my God, he's dead. And in a frantic panic and just grief stricken, she took a bunch of pills and passed out and died. It's my guess.
You know,
and the dog died of starvation.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a good guess, but my thought is your husband's 95. This is going to happen eventually.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean that, you know, if you're so connected to somebody, I've never been that connected to somebody where I'd be like, well, I want to end it too. But, you know, I think that exists. I believe, you know, there's people in relationships like that where it's like, it's the amount of pain that it would bring on. I mean, regardless of age or knowing that it could happen or will happen or would happen, you know, she may have already had that plan in her mind where it's like, you know, when he goes, you know, I'm going to do the same.
You know, what feels weird to me, and, you know, we're just armchair quarterbacking this, obviously, but what feels strange to me is a man with a pacemaker, his heart stops, she finds him, there's no 911 call, there's nothing to show any resuscitation, there's no, at least not that they've said, there's no attempt, she hasn't called for anybody.
Maybe he was there for a while, you know, maybe, you know, it was just like she knew. You know, who knows? I mean, you know, maybe she was doing something and he wasn't. I mean, you know, couples do things in other places. They're not always together. You can be in the same house and not see each other for a long time, depending on what you're up to. And yeah, maybe they're, yeah, she walked over and like he was already, you know, rigor mortis had set in and she knew he's dead. You're not going to bring him back. And she in her mind already said to herself, if he goes, I don't want to live anymore either.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to have to see what the toxicology says and an autopsy, see what's going on here, because it just, something about it feels weird to me. But, you know, if that's what happened, that she decided she couldn't go on without him, sad and tragic, but, you know, at least they're together.
Sad and tragic, but, you know, if that's what somebody wants to do at that age, you know, okay. They've been together for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if that's what you want to, and that's, you know, it's basically it's not assisted suicide. She just took the stuff herself, if that's what happened. You know, or it's the most weird, inconvenient coincidence in the world that he died and she died at the same time.
Right.
I doubt that happened. And I doubt anyone broke in and, you know, tried to kill Gene Hackman and his wife. I don't, you know, although maybe Diddy did it. Did you ever think of that? You know, Diddy, I'm kidding. That's not a remote possibility.
Well, he has an alibi. He was in prison.
He ordered the head.
And they're on lockdown.
He ordered the head on Gene Hackman from prison. And said, take out the dog too. I like this. I don't think that happened at all. I think it's just sad, you know, ending, but I guess some could look at it as beautiful as well, if it's what she wanted.
Yeah, it's possible. So, I guess we'll find out soon enough, huh?
We'll find out. Yeah.
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Grown Up Stuff.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
a Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Leah, and we're from the Grown Up Stuff podcast.
And just in time for tax season, on this week's episode, we're chatting with CPA Lisa Green Lewis about how small businesses can tackle their taxes using TurboTax Business.
A Forbes study mentioned that a whopping 93% of small businesses overpay their taxes. And 17% of Gen Zers believed that you could write off any expense as a business expense. So
can't blame them.
It's really important to do your taxes right.
Listen to Grown Up Stuff on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.